Hi, it's AJ, and welcome to rule number six. Rule number six is simple, but very, very important and very, very effective. In fact, you'll have noticed that all of these rules are simple, but they're very powerful. In fact, individually, they're very powerful. Just using one of these rules can improve your English speaking a lot, but the real power comes when you use all seven of them to totally change the way you learn English. So what's number six? Number six is this: only use authentic, real English materials. What does that mean? Well, put another way, don't use textbooks. I talked about this already when I was talking about throwing away your grammar books. But really, you need to throw away all of your textbooks. All of them. Get rid of them. They're horrible. They're boring. You know they're boring. They're useless. You know, get rid of all the grammar textbooks, all those with the little fake, you know, conversations in them, and all the nice little graphics and pictures they put in to try to make them seem interesting, when in fact, it's really boring. Because what do those textbooks really have? They got a bunch of fake conversations with boring actors reading them. And then they have a bunch of little boring activities and drills that are supposed to help you improve your communication. It's all bad. It's not going to help you. What you need to do instead is use only authentic, real English materials. What does that mean? Well, when I say real, here's what I mean. I mean, the best materials are the ones that are for native speakers. In other words, books and audios and videos that are made for Canadians, Americans, British people, Australians. They're not made for foreigners learning English. They're made for the people actually living in those countries. That's a real, authentic material, book, CD, video, whatever. You can also use materials that are very, 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 very similar or very, very close to real materials. For example, there are some really good books out there, storybooks, that they're about real stories, you know, written about, you know, like little novels, little short novels, but they're using a little bit simpler English so that people who are learning English can understand them a little more easily. But it's not a textbook, it's a real story. Some of them have audio, so it's like a real audio book, real interesting information. It's not, you know, a bunch of rules and stupid activities and fake conversations. So those kind of materials are also quite good. That's what I mean when I say real materials. Real. And let me give you an example of this. Let's say you wanted to improve your reading, your English reading skills. Now, there's two ways to do this. The old traditional boring way, which doesn't work, is to go out and get a bunch of, you know, fake tests, for example, a bunch of TOEFL tests, and read all those extremely boring essays in the TOEFL book, and then take a bunch of tests with it. Or you could get some reading comprehension textbook. Once again, reading a bunch of boring stories written by boring people, and then take a bunch of boring tests or answer a bunch of boring questions at the end of it. It's not very fun and it's not effective. You could also go out and buy some vocabulary books and try to memorize all this new vocabulary, these huge lists. None of that works very well. I mean, you can improve that way, but it's very slow and it's painfully boring. A much better way, and the research shows a much more effective and powerful way, is to read easy stories, to read easy novels. Now, what does easy mean? Well, it depends on your level. For some people, easy means children's books, right? Books that are made for American children or British children or Australian children, whatever. But they're not made for foreign students, they're made for the local people, but they're at an easier level because they're for children. For you, for a lot of people watching this video, probably I would say easy novels for young adults, for, you know, older elementary school children or middle school children or high school level. Depends on what your level is. So when I say easy, I usually mean you should understand about 95% of the words without a dictionary. So then you can easily guess the other 5%. I've mentioned this before. So if you wanted to improve your reading, what you would do is you'd go out and you would read as many of these novels as you could. You could read magazines, easy magazines for kids or for young adults. And read lots of them. You could read a lot of novels. You know, there's lots of those novels for adolescents. Adventure novels, romance novels. And, you know, they're for young adults, so they might be a little bit, like, not really for total adults. But it's much more interesting and fun to read those than textbooks, I promise you. And you would read lots and lots and lots of them. And as you did that, your vocabulary would increase. Your reading comprehension would increase very quickly. Your reading speed in English would improve very, very quickly. And soon, in just a few months, those kinds of books would be super easy for you. And then you could start reading more difficult material. Maybe you would start reading, you know, high school level novels and stories. And you'd read lots and lots and lots of those. If you like romance, you'd read romance books. If you like adventure, you'd read adventure. If you like science fiction or fantasy, you'd read those kind of books. If you like nonfiction, well, you'd read a lot of nonfiction. But it'd be real books. And then eventually those would feel easy. After it happens quite quickly, in fact. If you read every single day like that, you improve quickly. And then you could go up to adult-level novels. You could read books by, you know, famous best-selling authors, John Grisham, Stephen King. Again, depends on your interest. Always choose things that you personally like and enjoy. And by reading lots and lots and lots of those books, reading lots and lots and lots of Stephen King books, for example, or John Grisham books, your reading would improve so fast, so powerfully, and so much faster, so much more powerfully than someone who's trying to learn from textbooks and reading comprehension books and vocabulary books. This is a much faster, more powerful way to improve your reading. Now, of course, in these rules, we're talking about speaking and listening. So how do you do that? Well, it's the same idea. It's exactly the same idea. Instead of using books, you would use audios. So you want to listen to as many easy, real audios as you can every day. You want to listen to audio stories. You want to listen to easy audio books. You want to listen to podcasts, audio radio shows. Easy audios on topics that you enjoy, that are entertaining. It's real stuff. And you would follow that same thing. For a while, those really easy ones would, maybe they would feel a little difficult to you. But after listening to them again and again and again, they quickly become easy. Then you go up to a higher level. And then you do it again, again and again and again. And soon you're listening to real audios, real audio books for adults, for American adults, for British adults. Or real radio shows for Americans or Canadians or British or Australian. You can mix all of those. It doesn't matter. That is how you learn real English. Because see, in the textbooks, it's not real English. It's very unnatural. Those fake conversations are unnatural, and we don't really speak that way. Right? What's lesson one in most textbooks? Hello. Hi. How are you? I'm fine. And you? Right? And you have these actors reading that conversation in a very unnatural way. The pronunciation is very strange. Because nobody really talks like that. And in fact, in the United States, when you meet someone the first time, you will almost never hear that kind of conversation. People really say things like, how you doing? What's up? Nice to meet ya. You don't find those little phrases in most textbooks, yet those are the most common real ways of greeting people. That's why, you know, you learn all this textbook English, and then you go to a country, and you can't understand anybody. even though you know, 10,000 words or 20,000 words or something, and you know all this grammar, but you can't understand the real people having real conversations. Why? Because you learned textbook English. You did not learn from real English materials, authentic English materials. So if you want to be able to function with real English, especially if you want to talk to people who are from Canada or the United States or the UK or Australia, then you must learn from real materials. Very important. And, once again, this is how children learn, right? Children do not study textbooks to learn their own language, right? Little two-year-olds and one-year-olds and three-year-olds are not studying English textbooks in the United States. They're learning from stories and real conversations and real communication about real ideas or real emotions. That's how they learn, and that's why they speak so naturally and effortlessly. If you bring a foreign child from another country to the United States, and you put them with a bunch of children, American children who speak English all the time, that child will learn English perfectly. With no textbooks, with no grammar study. How do they do it? Well, they do it with real stories, real playing with the other children, real communication, real English. So, what you need to do is, number one, is go out and get real materials. And of course, our lessons, that's what I do. I tell you stories. And I give you a lot of teachings. My lessons are not focused on the little parts of English, because I don't want you to think about that at all. I want you to think about interesting ideas. I want you to feel entertained. I want you to focus on the emotions and the ideas of what I'm saying, of what's inside the audio. So most of my main lessons are on personal growth topics about being more healthy, having more energy, being more successful in all parts of your life. I want you focused on those ideas. You're learning English at the same time, but I don't want you thinking about every little word. I don't want you thinking about the grammar rules. I want you focusing on the ideas, powerful ideas, interesting ideas. As you focus on those real ideas, real emotions, you will learn the English automatically. It's the same with the stories. I make them funny and crazy, so that you remember them, so that you are entertained. You're focused on the emotions and the crazy ideas in the story. And the grammar and the vocabulary and the pronunciation just happen automatically. You're focused on being entertained. You're focused on getting interesting information, useful information. That's what makes real material so powerful and so much better than some terrible, boring, useless textbook, which will not teach you real English anyway. So, use real materials in order to improve much, much, much faster, to understand real speech, so that when you go to a country or you talk to someone from an English-speaking country, you will actually understand them. You'll understand the real English they use in conversations, not some textbook that nobody uses. And I think another big reason to use real materials is you'll enjoy it more. It's just more fun, it's more interesting. Instead of learning a bunch of boring junk in a textbook that's just useless and not real, you get to learn real interesting ideas, or you get to be entertained, you get to have interesting emotions. It's real stuff, it's the kind of things you might enjoy in your own language. So important, so powerful. So, rule number six is this. Use only authentic, real English materials. And that's rule six. Tomorrow's our last rule, so look for the next email tomorrow. Last rule. See you again. Bye-bye.